Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm happy to say that we have a new link on our website. Many of you had called in and asked how you can support Devil Radio. I guess we're the one radio station in the whole state and one of the few in the country that presents a more liberal perspective on talk radio, badly needed. Well, now we have a link on our website. You go on, it's up in the upper menu bar on your podcast, and it says Support Devil Radio. You can click on it. There's a lot of different ways you can support Devil Radio, and in a way, support your favorite shows, whatever they are, the Earl Ingram Show, Devil's Advocate, Matt Flynn Direct, any of the others. They're all great programming. Thinking Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike, all of these great shows. And while you're at it, there's another thing you can download, and that is the app. The app. You can also go on the Google and Apple store and get the app for Devil Radio. Carry it on your phone 24/7. Listen to great programming wherever you are, real clear on the app. It's excellent. Okay, we're going to go back, and we're also going back to the COVID issue. There's no more important issue right now, frankly, than that one, the COVID issue. And now the Republican majority in the state legislature, gerrymandered and illegitimate. Remember, they get two-thirds of the seats in the assembly, get less than 50% of the votes. They cooked it up. Judges have upheld that. It's only going to get corrected when Evers vetoes the next map and it goes to special experts who hopefully will put together a map that's a fair map. And a fair map, the Democrats would control both houses of the legislature. It's as simple as that. And we'd also have a higher quality legislator all over the place because you have it much more competitive. Whenever it's competitive, you get good quality. Anyway, they have just announced the gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican legislature, Voss and the others, that any COVID safety measure put in by the UW system is null and void unless it has legislative approval. And that means testing, it means masks, anything. It has to have legislative approval. And for instance, I mean, let me give you an example. The first day of class is coming up pretty quick, beginning of September, very early in September. First day of class. And what happened was Rebecca Blank, the UW-Madison chancellor, good chancellor, she said the heck with that, and she issued a mask order anyway. People are going to have to wear masks when they're indoors, in classes, and everywhere else. The reason is, you know, Tommy Thompson is the head of the whole system. He's a Republican. He was a four-term Republican governor. I mean, how many times do you get a governor elected four times? Do I agree with him on every issue? No, I don't. Do I like Tommy Thompson? Yes, I do. And do I know him? Yes, I've met him. And I think he is doing the best he can. And if anybody can stand up to this illegitimate Republican gerrymandered legislature, it is he. So he put out a statement. He put out a statement that said that if our COVID measures aren't put into effect, it's going to threaten in-person classes. So what the legislature is doing, because let me be very blunt. First day of classes is coming up, beginning of September. Rebecca Blank has put in this mask order. They'll go to court and get it overturned by Republican appellate or Supreme Court judges. And then what's going to have to happen if there's no mask order in place, Tommy Thompson's going to have to say, well, we're going to have too much COVID. You're going to go Zoom. Well, let me tell you something. People have gone Zoom in education going back to March of 2020. Some of these kids did that almost all of that second semester that year, spring of 2020 on Zoom, virtual, and the summer. And the fall, and now again this spring, a lot of it around the state, Zoom, and the legislature is going to ensure that they have to go Zoom next year too. They have to go Zoom next year too, because we are not going with gerrymandered maps. It's very unlikely we're going to take back the legislature. We may make some gains. I think we will. But that is until November of 2022. So some kids at UW will have spent 2.5 years on Zoom, and maybe more than that. They may not ever go back to in-person instruction. Now, you might say, come on, Matt, come on. The Republicans are just saying they want to have a look at these things. And obviously, Rebecca Blank should give it to them. They'll look at it and they'll go, okay, this is reasonable. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Have you listened to Republicans around the country on this stuff? Are you kidding me? They'll get it and they will grin. They'll have crocodile smiles and they'll go, oh, okay, thank you for giving this to us. We will schedule it for a hearing. Yes, we will. And here it is. Oh, by the way, there's a lot ahead of it. We'll get to it maybe in November, maybe in January. And Tommy Thompson can say, but then we'll have to go Zoom for the fall. They'll go, well, we want to study this. We want to study this. We want to have ALEC study it and the Heritage Foundation study it and our donors study it. And you know what they do? They keep studying it. When Evers, Governor Evers, put in a mask mandate, they went to court to stop it. They went to court to stop it. And they went up in St. Croix County and a judge up there looked at him and said, are you kidding me? You have the power to stop it in the legislature. You're chicken to do it because it's obviously a weird anti-health, public health policy you're trying to force me to do. So no, get out of here, do it yourself. And then they sniffed around, lay in the weeds, and then they finally did stop it themselves. What is this pathology in the Republican Party to stop requiring masks indoors, to stop local control? I thought they were the party of local control. They're not the party of local control. The UW system are professional educators. They know what they should be doing. Tommy Thompson's a Republican, and he's the one that's behind this. They're going, our kids should not get COVID. Our kids should not get COVID. We can't take that risk. But in-person instruction is the best. Virtual instruction, Zoom instruction, is not anywhere near as good as in-person, and really is very bad, actually. So that's what they are doing. Now, let me tell you something else. Private colleges aren't subject to this kicking around. Marquette University, 85% of their students coming in are vaccinated, 85%. Beloit College, Carthage College, Lawrence, and other great universities in the state, colleges, are also going to be putting in mask mandates. The UW system, Madison, one of the top 30 or 40 universities in the whole world, including the United States, the UK, all of Europe, every country in Europe, every country in Asia, everybody, one of the best in the world, is getting jacked around by a gerrymandered illegitimate legislature. UWM, which is really the UCLA to Madison's Berkeley. I mean, we have two absolutely superb research universities. UWM is an R1 research university. The only other one in the state is Madison, UW-Madison. We punch above our weight. We're average income in the state. We're average population, and we are way above our weight in the best universities in the world. They're being torn apart by the Republicans. By the Republicans, anti-intellectual, think small, servile to their donors, just trying to curry Trump favor, Trump base, no leadership, can't be trusted with money, cannot be trusted with money. You know, Madison, city of Madison and Dane County are going to mandate vaccines for workers. So is Milwaukee. They should. They have little wiggle room. They say, if you don't get vaccinated and you give some kind of an excuse like, hey, it's a cultural thing. Oh, really? What kind of cultural thing? Well, I like to hang out on tattered, overstuffed chairs and coffee shops on Mifflin Street and think about stuff. So it's a cultural thing. I'm tired of cultural things. This is America. Let's assimilate to our culture. get the vaccine. But they may let them wiggle off the hook with that kind of stuff. Okay. But then they have to get tested once or twice a week, and they got to wear masks all over the place. And if they don't, they get written up. And they are betting, and maybe they're right, Madison, Dean County, Milwaukee County. People are getting tired having a straw stuck up their nose once or twice a week. People are going to get tired wearing a mask. Then they'll sneak it down under their chin. They'll get caught and they'll get written up. And it's bad. They'll go, okay, I'll get the vaccine. You know, they'll get plenty of vaccines if this COVID resulted in dripping sores on their faces, okay? Like the plague in the 14th century. Then it would insult their vanity. It would insult their appearance to the opposite sex. And then they would take a gun and they'd walk into the vaccine clinics and say, put me at the head of the line. That's what they'd say. But no, because this may only result in flu-like systems. It can result in death and all of that. It can result in ventilators, people playing Russian roulette with this thing. Very tired of all this, very, very tired of all this. All this stuff, insistence on cultural exemptions. I think they should be on the no-fly list if they don't get vaccinated. And I think it should be like, for instance, it should be like healthcare systems, Houston Methodist down in Texas, 25,000 employees. They said doctors, nurses, and all of that, deal with patients. You are going to get vaccinated. We don't hear about cultural things. And 200 some odd said, no, we're not going to do it. And they get fired. Now, can you make accommodations in extreme case? Sure. If some people are just doing medical records remotely, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we're going to a break. We have callers on the line. Do not hang up. I will get back to you immediately after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more. Back after the break.